this is exciting. We now have a fifth thing. So every Thursday, I've got Four Things with Amy Brown, a new episode loads. And now every Tuesday, a new episode is going to go up as well. And it's me answering your questions. So on Tuesdays, you'll see some new things under my podcast called Answering Your Questions, The Fifth Thing. And so this will be a little Q&A. I realized with the Thursday episodes where I cover a variety of topics and I've got guests, interviews, all the things, that I was getting a lot of questions and I wasn't able to get to them all. So I thought, well, if one or two people are having these questions, maybe a lot of you are wondering it. And so I should put up a Q&A episode. So every Tuesday, you'll have Answering Your Questions, The Fifth Thing. And then every Thursday, you'll have my normal Four Things podcast episode in longer form. Those are normally anywhere from 30 minutes to 45, 50 minutes. And then the Q&A segments, this one that I'm doing now, Answering Your Questions, be about 15, 20 minutes. You following me? Y'all down? So if you want to submit questions, make sure you go to fourthingswithamybrown@gmail.com. And you never know, your question might end up on here. Sometimes I might get to two questions. Sometimes I might get to 10 questions. Sometimes I might get somewhere in between. But today I will start with these four questions. Okay, so question number one is from Kara, and she just gets straight to it and says, how did you get through losing your mom? The short answer would be wine, Xanax, and prayer. Like, that's what comes to my mind. If you are listening for the first time, I lost my mom to cancer almost 5 years ago, and it's the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life. But I kind of jokingly say wine, Xanax, and prayer, but I was at such a low point when it was just such a low that I was probably having too much wine. I started Xanax before she died when she was in hospice care because I couldn't sleep. I wasn't having to take it during the day, but I would take it to sleep. I tried a sleeping pill, but that didn't work for me. Xanax was the only thing that did. And then just a lot of prayer and then my sister, of course. I think she trumps wine, Xanax, and prayer. Like, I don't think I could have gotten through it without her. It's something that only we share that we went through together. And gosh, it was so crazy. But I know that that doesn't, I feel like this is more of a topic for the Four Things podcast where I could really think about it and make it a thing and maybe even get my sister to come on and we could talk about how we both got through it because I know we handled it differently even though we were going through it together and we were a support system for each other, but we probably did different things. Like, I don't know if it's a good question. I don't know if my sister was drinking more wine at the time, but I know I definitely did. I needed it to sleep. I wanted it every night just to like calm my anxiety and my nerves. Like, there would be times where I would just end up on the floor crying uncontrollably because of I had so much anxiety about not being able to ever talk to my mom again. To tell you the truth, I just felt like a crazy person. And, you know, I remember one time it was a beautiful day and I went to walk my dog and I came back to my house and I think my husband must have been gone. He maybe would have been in Afghanistan at that time in our life. And it just hit me. I walked into this empty house and probably maybe a time where I normally would have called my mom and I couldn't pick up the phone and call her. I couldn't do it. And I think that was one time where I used the Xanax during the day because I could not pull it together at all whatsoever. I think once I picked myself up off the hall floor, this is not a place where you would ever lay down and cry, but it's almost like I fell to my knees in desperation and just laid there and cried. And I think I had to use Xanax during the day at that time, which I said that at first, I was kind of joking about the wine, Xanax, and prayer, but it really did help me get through that. And I'm more of a proponent of a holistic approach. Like, if there was maybe some essential oils that I had known about at the time, maybe I could have rubbed those on my body to help me, or maybe some breathing techniques or some yoga moves. But I definitely went down a very unhealthy rabbit hole after losing my mom. Like, it was the most lost I've ever felt in my own body. Just unhealthy habits returned, and I wasn't taking care of myself. I weighed like nothing. I got way too skinny. It was just such a dark time. But that's where I think like friendships and prayer and my husband and focusing on getting my kids home from Haiti, that became my mission. And now my kids are finally with us. If you're listening for the first time, we adopted two kids. We've had them for about a year now, but it was a fight to get them here. And I just turned my energy towards things that were going to be productive. And my mom wouldn't want me sitting around crying and, you know, having to drink wine every night. And now it wasn't always a lot. When I say have wine, like it just was like a glass, but it's not healthy to have that all the time or be dependent upon it. And I think I really was liking wine at the time. But you go through losing your mom to cancer or in any way, and that's okay. No judgment here. Like sip the wine all that you need. But I definitely, I may not be the person to ask, but I will save this, Kara, as a topic to do on my Four Things podcast, like the full episode, and make it a thing with my sister, and we can talk about it. Because I think based on the emails that I get from some of you, y'all have either gone through it or you're going through it, and you want to know, or you have friends. Actually, I've gotten some emails from people that are friends whose friends have cancer, and they're like, how do I be there for my friend? So my sister and I can touch on that too, because I definitely couldn't have gotten through it without others. So question number two from Lauren, what brand of under eye mask, is that even the correct description, do you use? Love listening to your podcast. Keep up the great work. Thanks. And Lauren, thank you for the email. And I call it like under eye patches, but under eye mask, I guess that works. And I love Skin Iceland is the brand, SKYN and then Iceland. They have some really good ones that are just white that tape on. But then Ulta has awesome ones. I think you can maybe order these online too. I get a lot of this stuff on Amazon or either Ulta or Sephora. But Peter Thomas Roth is a really good brand. And he has these 24 karat gold ones. But y'all, that's like definitely investment. Like you could buy that and keep them in your fridge and use them if you've got like a big night out or something, which is normally what I save them for. And then I buy cheaper ones that I use, like if I'm just traveling or I just have puffy eyes the next day. So those are the two that I really like. If y'all have any others y'all want to share with me that you know of that are amazing, that works too. Question number three is from Daniela. Hey, Amy, love your podcast. Feels like I'm listening to a friend and I appreciate that. I was wondering if you could share the recipe for your matcha lattes with us. I am always interested in new options for morning energy and they sound so good. I also recently bought a Four Things tote and a decal and I'm in love. Thank you for being a bright spot in my Thursdays. So thanks, Daniela, for the email. So heads up, if you follow me on Instagram, I'm at Radio Amy. I actually just added matcha to my highlight reel. So you've got the little highlights at the top and it just says matcha. And if you click that, that'll show you how to make the hot one, which you could make it iced if you just, you know, don't heat it up. Just put it in a blender and then pour it over ice. So either way. But the other Instagram that I run, which is Shop Espoir, at Shop Espoir, ESPWA, I have on that highlight reel how I make a cold one. And the recipes might be a little bit different, but either way, they always turn out great. But some of the brands I know, if you want to watch both of those highlights on Radio Amy and Shop Espoir, it should give you a good idea. But I'll run it down real quick, the one I just posted on at Radio Amy. 1 cup of unsweetened vanilla almond milk, 1 cup of water, 1 teaspoon of matcha powder, 1 scoop of collagen peptides, which I like vital proteins, 3 drops of liquid stevia. You can add 3, 4, 5 drops if you want it a little bit more sweet, but that makes it sugar-free. Liquid stevia is awesome, by the way. 5 shakes of cinnamon or more, and then this is optional, 1 teaspoon of brain octane. And then since it's cold outside right now, I've been doing that hot, and I put it on the stovetop. I have a little mixer that I mix it up with, or you could blend it in the blender and then put it on the stovetop, or I guess you could use the microwave, but I don't really use the microwave in my house. And then you heat it up and I pour it into my Yeti mug and it stays warm for a long time. And I just sip on that through the morning and it is so awesome. Some of the brands that I'm loving right now for almond milk, I love Califia Farms unsweetened vanilla almond milk. For my matcha, Four Sigmatic has this mushroom matcha drink that is so good. And then I think I mentioned for collagen peptides, I like vital proteins. New Naturals is what I like for liquid stevia, and Simply Organic is what I use for cinnamon. And then Bulletproof is the brand of the brain octane. So I hope that helps. Again, all of this is up at Radio Amy if you want to check that out. And then question number 4 from Nicole. Hey, Amy, love your podcast and all you do. One of the 4 things is eat cake. What exactly do you mean by that? And how does it fit in with Pimp and Joy and Gratitude? And what's your favorite kind of cake? I'm a cake lover, white with buttercream icing. Again, that was from Nicole. So Nicole, to try to answer this quickly, eat cake is about just living life. It's a metaphor, really. You don't have to literally eat the cake, but it's a reminder to just eat the cake if you want the cake. Like, don't get so uptight. And that was more a message to me. Mary and I have a line of 4 things. Like, we've got 4 things totes and 4 things pullovers that all benefit Haiti under our brand Shop Espoir. Well, Espoir is the brand, but on Instagram, you can check it out, Shop Espoir. And when we decided to come up with the 4 things Joy Seeker pullover, it was be kind, choose joy, laugh a lot, eat cake, which ended up being my theme song for the podcast. So that's, yeah, it's one of the 4 things when you hear it. Because obviously, when you're a joy seeker, you know, being kind is important. Choosing joy is important. Laughing a lot is important. But also eating cake is important. But eating cake could be different for all kinds of people. It may not be the actual cake. It might be, you know, indulging in something you just don't normally indulge in. It might be chips and salsa. It might be eating out at your favorite restaurant. It might be, you know, going and riding some crazy ride that you never thought you would do that, you know, is this huge thrill. It might be going skydiving or something crazy like that. Just eat the cake. Like, live life. It's not going to kill you. Have fun. And so that is what the eat cake is all about. And it fits in with Pimp and Joy and Gratitude because, it's a part of the Joy Seeker line. I mean, it's just about being grateful for life and what you have and get excited about it. And Pimp and Joy is a whole different thing from Espoir, but it's all about choosing joy for yourself and for others. And whatever that looks like for you, it's going to be up to you. But anyway, hope that answers what eat cake is. And then my favorite kind of cake, oh, that's so hard because I'm such a chocolate person. But man, do I love like red velvet cake, which is sort of chocolatey tasting with cream cheese icing. Ooh, which speaking of cream cheese icing, that makes me think of carrot cake, which is awesome. And my mom did make an amazing cheesecake, but I still don't know that would be my favorite. I think it's more of a nostalgic thing for me because she was so good at it. But if it's not hers, I normally don't love it as much. So I don't really know that I have a very, like, oh my gosh, how could I even now, like, I didn't really think this through. My favorite cake is the birthday cake from Mama Fuku Milk Bar, which is the milk bar store. It's based in New York, but now they have locations. I know they have one in DC, Vegas, LA. You can even order online. Like if you go to milkbarstore.com, I don't know. I learned about that one for Mary for my birthday about 5 years ago, maybe. She sent their birthday cake to my house. I'm pretty sure she paid more in shipping than she did the cake. In fact, I know she did because now I send the cake to people for their birthday. And that's the only gift you need to give them, by the way, because they'll be like, okay, this cake is amazing. But yeah, that's probably my favorite cake. But not everybody has access to that. But I think Target maybe sells the Milk Bar Store cake mix now. And Mary, you may know the answer to this, but I think you baked it once and it's not the same. It's like not as good. I haven't tried it, but if you don't have a Milk Bar store near you and you don't want to pay for the shipping, then hey, maybe Target is what you got to do. I really should plan out my answers better so I don't ramble, but I literally just like pulled the questions and gave you all the answers from my heart. I didn't really think anything out. I think I'll think it through a little further as we do this, but hey, I'm learning as we go. This is my first Q&A. I hope that y'all liked it and that you come back on Thursday for a full episode of 4 Things. My husband will be on this week. I've got celebrity trainer Erin Opria coming on to talk about scales and that we should not weigh ourselves, throw the scale away. What else? My microblader. I got so many emails about microblading eyebrows whenever I talked about my horrible experience last week that the girl that recently fixed my eyebrows, I had her come in and talk to us. So if you want to tune in to this week's episode, it will be up on Thursday. And then, yeah, Now, every Tuesday, Q&A, four questions, four answers, and every Thursday, a full Four Things podcast with four different things. All right, see y'all later.